tasty.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our continuation in the track. And please have your seats, and we'll go ahead and get started with the next talk on KCMVP. It's my pleasure to introduce Seok Chung-seol and Youngjin Kyum. They've been working together. One of them is from the University of Kukmin University. Both of them have quite esteemed backgrounds in mathematics and information security. So please lend your attention to them. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name, I'm Seok Chung-seol from NSR in South Korea. NSR is the only one testing authority in KCMVP of Korea. And our job is not only testing cryptographic modules from vendors, but also developing testing methodologies. Today, the topic of our presentation consists of two parts. In the first part, I'm going to introduce the current status of KCMVP, the goal, including the goal, the history, the current validation statistics, the approved algorithms, and some CMVP issues. And in the second part, Professor Yum is going to talk about the entropy estimation methodologies in KCMVP. Our country has started KCMVP since 2005 to validate security and information components of cryptographic module for protecting sensitive information in governmental and public institutions. Different from the CMVP in USA, the CMVP is included in the KCMVP process. And we have made Korean standard for security requirements and test requirements based on the international standards. And we have chosen approved algorithms from international standards and Korean standards. Surprisingly, the cost for testing and validation is free, regardless of the types of cryptographic module, the number of included algorithms, and the operational environment. Yeah, there are three main participants in KCMVP, such as CM vendors, testing authority, and validation authority. Testing authority is our NSR, and our job is testing cryptographic module from vendors according to the Korean standards and giving technical support to vendors with consulting, regular training, and so on. And in addition, we develop and standardize testing methodologies with cooperation to validation authority. The history of KCMVP has been started in 2005. At the beginning of KCMVP, we made our own standard and applied them for testing. But in 2007, we have made Korean standard based on the international standards. We have applied them since 2008. In 2011, we revised the security strength from 80 bit to 112 bit. And in 2012, we applied the revised strength in KCMVP. Because many vendors have developed and submitted software type of cryptographic module in KCMVP, we made software crypto module validation standard for their accommodation. Last year, we have revised the Korean standards, and in the near future, we will apply them in KCMVP. Until now, 116 modules have been validated. In the validation list, the number of software modules is a lot more than that of hardware modules. In the software modules, 100 library has been validated, and 57 crypto applications using library have been validated. And most of them are developed with C and Java languages. With respect to the operational environment, Windows and Linux take main part, But recently, the number of mobile, including Android, iOS, has been increased. These are approved algorithms in KCMVP. Current KCMVP supports these algorithms from block cipher to digital signature. And public key algorithms can be used for key transport. And we have Korean developed algorithms in block cipher. And they can be used block cipher based MAG and CTL DRBG. And we also have Korean digital signature algorithms such as KCDSA, EC-KCDSA. Last year, we included LIA and height as lightweight cipher, considering IoT computing environment. In this slide, I'm going to describe brief process of KCMVP. At the beginning of CMVP process, the CAVP is conducted to validate the algorithmic correctness. We conduct conformance tests with document review, source code analysis, functional and operational tests. At the CM specification, we understand overall structure of cryptographic module and check the approved algorithm mode and related CSP. At the finite state model, we mainly check whether the cryptographic module operates according to the FSM depicted in document. Through CM approach and interfaces, we check the consistency of interface definition between in document and in source code. And we identify that external interfaces call internally implemented approved algorithms correctly, and they exist on defined interfaces or not. At the key management, we examine the whole process of key life cycle, including key generation, input, output, establishment, and generalization. And the entropy analysis is conducted on every adapted environment in this process. And self-tests and operational environment are tested in parallel because self-tests need to be tested on every adapted operational environment. As a mitigation of other attacks, we conduct source code security analysis with a commercial static code analyzer. Yeah, we have a CAVP tool that is called KCAVS version 4.1 to automatically verify the algorithmic correctness. And the most frequently used algorithm in KCMVP is like this. And the time for CAVP depends on the types of algorithms. And it also depends on vendors' experience of CAVP and their knowledge about the crypto algorithms. By analyzing vendors' difficulties in CAVP, we wanted to devise convenient way to lighten vendors' burden. The first difficulty comes from that they needed to their own CAVP test applications, including file I/O. And they needed to understand the whole process of CAVP for each algorithms. And when cryptographic module contains algorithmic defects, finding the reason or source is not easy work. So we wanted to develop some tools for speeding CAVP up. So our tool will provide CAVP sample codes and include utilities for easy file I/O. And to track the algorithmic defects, we will log function to our tool. So yeah, if there are across algorithmic defect, we can easily find the source of the defect. Yeah. This is the end of first part, our presentation. The second part, Professor Young is going to give you.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Yongjin Young from Gungmin University. Let's move on to the next topic. This topic is entropy estimation. Entropy estimation is one of main major concern in KCMVP. Let me start with the difficulties in entropy assessment. As we know, it is infeasible to achieve perfect randomness. Perfect random number should be unpredictable and unbiased and independent of each other. It is required for vendors to prove or at least to show the evidence of sufficient closeness to ideal randomness. That's a tough challenge. And it's hard to develop criteria for lower bound of entropy estimations. In Korea, as mentioned before, most approved modules are in the form of software library. So we have to justify whether the model collects sufficient entropy from the operating environment. Most entropy sources are not within the module. And the noise sources used in software modules are non-physical sources, mainly provided by operating systems. When evaluating entropy, we may consider several well-known documents. SP800-22 statistical randomness test is very suitable for evaluating final output of random number generators. However, it's not, I think, applicable to digitized entropy sources without post-processing and any conditionings. And German document called AIS.31 is good for testing physical random number generators and is very suitable for detecting physical failures. And however, it's very easy to pass. And finally, I'd like to mention SP890B. Current version is the second draft published in this early in this year. It provides a very conservative entropy assessment method for entropy noise sources. However, these are not easy to adopt them to assess entropy in software module, because software module it's very hard to collect a sufficient amount of data from noise sources. This is a typical model of random number generator in software modules. The gray box in the big blue box is a random number generator in cryptographic modules. It collects entropy from physical sources through system function calls or collect entropy from random number generator provided by operating systems, such as stable random. And let me talk about entropy sources in software modules. In a software module, entropy is harvested from the operating environment. However, the complete procedure of collecting entropy is not determined or known when the module is tested in CMVP labs. However, KCMVP has to finish the entropy assessment without knowing that the exact operating environment. It's hard to collect sufficient data for statistical test, and there are let me show some typical examples of entropy sources, such as system function calls get current thread ID, get current process ID, and get cursor position. And also we use random number generated by operating system, dev random or cryptogen random function, etc. And when collecting entropy from physical noise sources, usually we assume that each sample is harvested independently. So in that case, entropy rate or entropy per bit or entropy per sample can be regarded as a constant. If we estimate the amount of entropy in a single sample very conservatively, then total entropy is expected to increase linearly. Entropy estimation in 890B focused on the low bound of entropy per samples. I think, however, samples are not so independent. usually samples are dependent, particularly in soft-tier noise. Total entropy is not proportional to the number of samples. It will be observed by some experiment easily. CMVP require collects more than 100 bits of entropy for making seed for DRBG. Then it's a very natural question that how many times do we have to collect samples repeatedly for sufficient entropy? To answer this question, it is desirable to estimate the low bound of entropy for multiple samples collected by repeated harvest. Let's see the picture, then we can make some observations. Experimental results show that entropy does not increase so linearly. So how can you find the low bound is our main concern. Let me introduce some notation for mean entropy here. For a random variable x, usually mean entropy is denoted by h infinity of x, and the mean entropy for joint distribution of two random variables x and y is denoted by h infinity x of y, and the product distribution is defined by multiplying two probability from each distributions. When we collect entropy from a single source repeatedly, the sequence of sampling can be regarded as a sequence of random variable x1, x2, x3, and so on. And joint distribution of x1 and x2 can be regarded as a distribution for double-sized samplings. Then it's very well known that its upper bound of joint mean entropy of joint distribution is bounded by 2 times h infinity of x1. This is not desired inequality, because it's not it does not give the low bound for entropy. It's just the upper bound for entropy. So how can you make low bound for entropy? Let's see the low bound theorem for mean entropy here. Let x1, x2 be random variables for repeated sampling model. And it's, then we can conclude that mean entropy of joint distribution is bounded below by these inequalities. And we have only 5 minutes. In this inequality, epsilon is defined by relative independence of two random variables, denoted by Ri, x1, x and y. Relative independence is the rate of dependency between two random variables. And if two random variables are completely independent, then the epsilon equals to be zero. So this theorem says if samples are collected repeatedly, then mean entropy of two consecutive samples has a low bound determined by their relative independence. That means if we measure or we calculate the relative independence precisely, we obtain a low bound for entropy for joint distributions. So applying this theorem repeatedly, we have a low bound for multiple samples. Here is an example. Random number generated by physical random number generator called QRNG. We use quantum random number generator produced by ID Quantic. Its sample size is 1 bit, and we measure 90B estimation for various sample sizes, and it entropy increased almost linearly, but slightly less than linear. The low bound given by our previous theorem seems to be very conservative or pessimistic. The red line below here is the low bound given by theorem, and green line is the entropy estimation by 90p. And here is one more example. Entropy source is non-IRD source. We use entropy source, random number generated by a GPU. We are not going to explain in detail, but random number can be generated by race condition on simultaneous and comparative update on the shared memory. And 90p estimations does not increase linearly. That means it shows some dependency. And in this case, our low bound given by this theorem seems to be very tight. And let me summarize the entropy estimation. In case MVP, it is required that the minimum n is the 112-bit entropy in low noise data. And we, as I mentioned, most of approved modules are subtier modules. And entropy sources lie outside of the module and mostly provided by operating system. So we recommend that collect entropy from as many different sources as possible. And we are developing several approaches for estimating entropy for subtier modules. One idea is I mentioned already here. And also we considered the limitation of the data size obtained by noise source. So we develop some variants of existing statistical test for using shorter data, and mutual information between consecutive samples can be considered to estimate the entropy. And this is the last slide for this talk. We are expecting many other type of cryptographic modules for smart grid or IoT, and we are developing many technical documents, including entropy analysis and document for physical security. They are based on the international standard. And that's it. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. We have time for one question. Sirs, please use the microphone if there is. I see some people looking like they might have a question. Well, I think we've got one.
We've kind of given up on trying to measure mean entropy from the data, instead making formal models of entropy sources and then deriving most common value and then computing the mean entropy from that. And that's what we submit with our FIPS entropy justification and show measurement matches the model, not that the measurement implies a value. Would that work in this this scheme? Or is the entropy estimation algorithm you're specifying the one that will be applied always?
Okay, we can use many kinds of entropy estimation. We can use frequency counting method, but in this case we use 90B model. That means for IID source, there is one entropy estimation method in 90B, and non-IID case, there are five methods in 90B, and the final estimation could be defined as a minimum of among them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank our speakers. And we have a networking break now, but if you're really interested, there is something new this year that'll be happening in this room starting now called the Cryptographic Module Game Program. So Nick Goble will be heading up here in a moment. So thank you and enjoy your break or enjoy the game.